This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's a Friday. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Typically, Fridays are happy. And there's a bunch of joy and jubilation in Fridays. We've reached the end of the week. But this doesn't feel like the end. It kind of feels like the end. But what it really feels like is the start of a new beginning. And not necessarily a happy beginning. It's the official turning of a page. The official jumping off point. The start of something new. The start of something maybe not too fresh, but the start of a new harsh reality that is now setting in. The Pittsburgh Penguins and everything we've known them to be since 2007 is gone. Jake Guentzel is no longer a Pittsburgh Penguin. He was one of the catalysts on the Penguins' 2017 Stanley Cup championship team. Man, was he dominant in those playoffs. I mean, Guentzel was one of the reasons why they won that second cup in the back-to-back. Wasn't there for the first cup, dominated the second. He played for the Pens from 2016 to 2024. But dating back to 2007, the Penguins have been a viable team that has made the playoffs every year other than last year. Jake Guentzel's numbers speak for themselves. There were 500 games, 219 goals, 247 assists, 466 points. In the playoffs, he was a machine. 58 games, 58 points, 34 goals, 24 assists. Now he's a Carolina Hurricane. So I was at the game last night against Washington. And, you know, I go to a decent amount of games, sporting games, whatever it might be, high school football, basketball, college football, basketball. The Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins. That might be the most uninspired performance that I've seen any team play at any level in quite some time. The worst of the season by the Penguins, especially seeing live for me, it was just astonishing. At one point, at the end of the first period, the shots were like 16-14 in favor of Washington. I don't know if the official scorekeeper was trying to just make it appear that things were closer than they really were. Total chances were like 10-2. And it wasn't even close, despite a 1-0 score. The Penguins looked slow. They looked like they really didn't care to be out there. They looked ill-inspired. And their play, their actions, actions speak louder than words, basically detailed that they don't want any part of this anymore. They are throwing in the white towel, the white flag, and waving the white flag. They're throwing in the towel, whatever. And Jake Guentzel has been traded to the Carolina Hurricanes, the official deal. The Penguins have acquired forwards Michael Bunting, Ville Kovunen, Vasily Ponomarev, and Cruz Lucius, as well as a conditional 2024 first-round pick. But you might be saying, oh, a first-round draft pick. Nice. We'll get into that. And a fifth-round draft pick for the Carolina Hurricanes are Jake Guentzel and Ty Smith. Look, Guentzel's a rental. You're not going to get the sun, moon, and the stars for him. You're just not. It's unfortunate. But it's not like Carolina traded for him with an extension already in place. And if that was the case, potentially you get more. I would hope you get more, because this seems very underwhelming. the conditional 2024 first-round pick. And remember, the Penguins at the moment are trading their first-round draft pick to San Jose for Erik Karlsson. Now, it is top 10 protected. So the Penguins can either elect to make their pick this year, if it is indeed in the top 10, and right now it's trending in that direction to be. Or, they can pick in the first round this year and give next year's first-round draft pick to San Jose. Or, because you just don't know what's going to happen with the Penguins, what if the Pens decide to give this year's 2024 first-round draft pick away and next year's 2025 first-round draft pick? The Penguins decide to keep it, make a pick, and ideally, again, it's a top 10 pick. Are the Penguins going to be this bad next year? I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it. Depending on what decisions and moves they make in the offseason, they're probably not going to re-sign Jake Guentzel. All reports thrown out there, Rob Rossi saying that there really hasn't been any conversations with Guentzel since the summer. It's been dating back that long. Like, what are we doing here? Here's the answer. Kyle Dubas wanted the Penguins to tell him where to go leading up to the trade deadline. He basically put all the chips into the middle, went all in his own way, and said, all right, Crosby, Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson, Tristan Jarry, Jake Guentzel's hurt, Brian Rust is hurt. Prove to us what needs to be done for the end of the season. You missed out on the playoffs last year by two games. What do you have for an encore at this year's deadline? So there's a hope and pray that there ain't no Mikael Granlin types walking through the door today. NHL trade deadline today at 3 o'clock. The Pens won in Vancouver. Overtime. Okay. Seattle. Lost. Calgary lost. Edmonton trounced. Washington destroyed. But hey, they did win on Tuesday. They beat Columbus up 2-0. Columbus tied it. And there's also a guy out there named Alex Nylander. Do you remember Alex Nylander? If you need a refresher, I'll let you know. Alex Nylander is a left winger for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He has played in 12 games. He has 5 goals. Fascinating. Good for Alex Nylander. How many of Alex Nylander's goals have come with the Penguins this year? Because yes, he was a Pittsburgh Penguin before being traded. The answer? None. How many has he had in Columbus? All of them. 5. He had a hat trick last week. Also had a goal last night against Edmonton. Highlight reel type of goal. Had 3 shots on goal against the Pens. No goals. No points. Just another guy that's been traded away. So it makes me think of all the trades that Kyle Dubas has made. The old Jimmy Rutherford era, which was so aggressive. Going for it. Basically, again, pushing all the chips in and seeing where the pieces fall. There were so many rumors and reports that came out yesterday regarding the Guentzel trade and what it was going to be. So the Penguins are retaining 25% of Jake Guentzel's salary also to make this happen. And there were rumors that maybe Morrow, the young defense prospect for Carolina, was going to be included in part of the deal. A lot of people thought that. A lot of insiders were even tweeting it out there. And it ended up just not being the case. So Kyle Dubas spoke after the game and spoke on Jake Guentzel. And it's your very fun 11:41 news dump from the Penguins last night. After a 6-0 defeat where their season basically died for the second time after losing to Edmonton 6-1. You lose 6-0 to Washington. The season is officially in the tank. Just a whole bunch of garbage. Kyle Dubas on Guentzel. The decision to trade Jake Guentzel was his contract set to expire this offseason. was one of the most difficult decisions that I've had to make my time in management. In my first season with the Penguins, has become quite clear why Jake means so much to his teammates, all Penguin staff in the city of Pittsburgh. Jake's competitiveness, tenacity, and spirit combined with his talents have produced some of the greatest moments of this era of Penguins hockey. A born and bred Pittsburgh Penguin, Jake has become a pillar in the community and a fan favorite for all the right reasons. We cannot thank Jake and his family enough for their contribution to the Penguins since he was drafted in 2013, and wish him all the best. Man, this really does to me feel somewhat like the beginning of a funeral, right? Like, it's kind of just a slow, methodical snowball effect disaster for the Penguins. And look, this team has been so good for so long. This is the first time in my lifetime that the Penguins are sellers. Like, I'm 22 years old. Crowley and Doran love to, you know, jag at me for my age, that I'm young and whatever. I have not seen a seller with the Penguins. I haven't seen it. It has not happened in my lifetime, at least that I can remember. I can't remember Generation X, in the early 2000s. People like to point it out to me, especially last night on Twitter, but no. I don't remember that. In my hockey experiencing life, the time that I've watched hockey, this is the first time the Penguins are sellers. How about I got a Jake shake last night at the game? The final Jake shake, end of an era. Maybe the Pirates will save us. Tristan Jarry was not very good last night, but the play in front of him was horrendous as well. I mean, Brian Burke was at the game last night, according to a couple different reports, tweeted out by members of the media. Brian Burke was there. And I thought to myself, like, is he there to issue an apology? Somebody commented a eulogy, which might be more the case. So Jake Guentzel's gone. Jake Shakes are gone. Guentzelvania is gone. Michael Bunting is a part of the package on the way back. Michael Bunting, who is 28 years old, similar age as Jake Guentzel, fourth round pick many moons ago in the 2014 draft. So what does Michael Bunting do? Well, he bounces around the NHL. Arizona, 2018-19, as well as the year after. Didn't play very much, 26 total games. Didn't have 10 goals in 21 games with Arizona during the COVID season. And the last couple years in Toronto, 23 goals. Carolina this year, 13 goals. So in Toronto, 23 goals, 40 assists, 63 points in 21-22. The year after that, played every game, all 82, and he's played every game this year for Carolina, 23 goals, 26 assists, 49 points. He's a minus 15 player this year. Not ideal. Averages 15 minutes of ice time. But this is not an inspiring type of thing where you get a young player who, this was supposed to be mapped out as like a Claude Giroux type of trade. Philly got a young player who's become a good star for them. Philly got picks. And Philly also got some cap space. Well, I'm not very inspired by Michael Bunting. Other than the fact that he sounds like a baseball player, I'm not intrigued by Michael Bunting. Like, at all. Also, the fact that, well, Michael Bunting doesn't come with much of a great cap number either. Yeah. He signed to a 3-year contract. Carolina signed him this year. 3-year deal, which includes next year and the year after that. And he also has a partial no-trade clause. So, you basically don't even do much of anything with the contracts. I mean, obviously, the Jake Guentzel deal is a little bit more what was coming off the books with the Penguins. But it's not like you're clearing up a lot of space. Also, this conditional pick is from Philadelphia. So what has to happen for this conditional pick to move from a second to a first? Because it's a second. It's a conditional first, which basically can drop down to a second. But right now, it's a second-round pick, unless Carolina wins three series. Unless Carolina goes to the Stanley Cup Final, the Penguins will be picking in the second round. It'll be the Flyers' second-round pick. The Flyers are in position to go to the playoffs, potentially win a series. That's not going to be that good of a pick. And if you're not picking in the top 15, you're not getting any type of, like, completely impactful player. And I know Jake Guentzel was not a first-round draft pick. Jake Guentzel wasn't a second-round draft pick. But the point is still alive and well that if you're going to get solid players, solid contributors, that's the time frame to get it. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me at Austin R. Bechtold. If you want to comment in on Guentzel, on the Penguins as a whole, I think Riley Smith is no doubt traded today. He just looks like he does not care whatsoever. He looks like he'd rather be like a high school janitor cleaning up throw up in a local classroom on the third floor of the high school. And maybe the grade school, the middle school, any school. Riley Smith does not want to be playing for the Penguins right now. Not at all. It's pretty bad. Maybe you trade Nolichari. Maybe you trade Alex Odelkovic. Tristan Jarry wasn't very good. I don't think that that's much of a realistic possibility that they would deal him. But something has to happen, a considerable shakeup. And part of it, this is the beginning with Jake Guentzel. Such a key, impactful player for so many years. Probably the best winger to ever play with Sidney Crosby for a considerable amount of time, right? At least I'd say so. First or second. The Fanaway Morning Show for the Average Joe, presented by CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. Also, Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or at sunchevy.com. High of 64 today with a low of 42. It's currently 44 degrees with cloudy skies. Coming up next, we could talk more Jake Guentzel at 412-928-9370 or... where I really want to go. Steeler Nation. Let's ride. Russell Wilson. Hello. At least, welcome to mutual interest phase of NFL free agency. With the tampering period beginning next week, the Steelers, things might be turning in a different direction. 412-928-9370. Here we go. What an appropriate song for our next topic. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fanaway Morning Show. Sunday best. Will Russell Wilson be donning his Sunday best with black and gold on NFL Sundays in the fall and winter? You know, I never thought we'd get to the point where this would be much consideration. But here we are. Jerry Dulac at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a bombshell at noon yesterday that the Steelers are interested in signing Russell Wilson and are tentatively planning to meet with the former Broncos and Seahawks quarterback before the start of free agency. And that Russell Wilson has interest in joining the Steelers. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, I can't say that I'm the biggest Russell Wilson fan or supporter. I kind of think he's washed. And when I say washed, I don't mean he can't play. I don't mean that his career is completely over. I don't think that Russell Wilson is the type of guy that can come into the Steelers and carry them to the playoffs. Now, the argument against that might be, at least the argument for me is, if Russell Wilson would come here, I think he'd be a decent quarterback. Probably better than serviceable. I don't like the way that the whole let Russ cook thing is over. Russell is more so cooked with the Broncos than cooking. But last year with Sean Payton, you cannot deny that he was pretty good. Over 3,000 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks, a 98% passer rating. Yeah, and that's before he was benched at the very end of the season. Last two games of the year. Did not play. Benched for Jared Stidham. Major reason why. In week 17 and 18, because the Broncos, just in case Russell Wilson got hurt, did not want to pay him. They did not want to give him an injury settlement in the instance that he got hurt. Whatever. But what I will say about Russell Wilson is that if you surround him with a good running game and you surround him with a good defense, which is what the Steelers had last year, and a stabilizing head coach in Mike Tomlin, yeah, they can go to the playoffs. Maybe they can even win a playoff game. Now, would Russell be the reason why they win that playoff game? I would hope he'd be the reason. He wouldn't be the reason why they lost it. Like, Mason Rudolph played very well down the stretch. If it wasn't for Mason Rudolph, yeah, they would not have made the playoffs. That's true. The running game also got better. The defense started to get healthier, even though T.J. Watt obviously missed the playoff game. Kenny Pickett threw 6 touchdowns and 4 picks last season in 13 games. If you look at the sample size that Russell Wilson had against just the wins against the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Packers, 3-game winning streak, which was huge. Between week 7, 8, they had their bye in week 9, 10, 11, 12. They beat the Packers, Chiefs, Bills, Vikings, Browns. Russell Wilson threw a touchdown against the Packers, 3 against the Chiefs. They won and beat the Super Bowl champs in their own division. They beat the red-hot Bills. They weren't at the time, but the Bills who closed the season very hot before losing the playoffs. 2 touchdowns, 1 against the Vikings, 1 against the Browns. Here's one of my favorite callers, Greg. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I think that Russell Wilson can still throw the ball. He can still take off with the ball. We got a decent team. We was missing a good quarterback. That's what we was missing. And we need a couple more receivers. And we could do it with a decent quarterback like Russell Wilson.
There's no doubt about the receivers. Greg, let me ask you this. Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Russell Wilson, anytime. Justin Fields ain't nothing but a running back / wide receiver. That's all he is.
Yeah.
I've been watching him since Ohio State. I'll take Russell Wilson any day over
him.
Well,
I mean, he was more of a pocket passer at Ohio State. Maybe it was the receivers that made him so much better, or Ryan Day.
That was there. When he got into the NFL, you know it's not for long if you're not playing right. And that's what it was at Chicago. I think Chicago drafted the quarterback.
Yeah, they're going to draft.
Get the guy to USC.
Caleb Williams.
Because he's not going to take you nowhere. Bills ain't going to take you nowhere.
Greg, appreciate the call. You know, the Bears are going to draft a quarterback. It's pretty obvious by the moves that they've made and the fact that Justin Fields is going to be on the move. Where is he going to go? Who knows? I like Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as a replacement for Kenny Pickett. I like Justin Fields better just because I think you're banking on upside. You're talking about a 35-year-old guy in Russell Wilson compared to Justin Fields, who's 10 years younger at 25. Russell Wilson, you can win in a year, 2 years, 3 years. Well, let's say you do bring in Russ. It solidifies the fact and the idea that Cam Hayward has a couple years left, and you're trying to win and do what you can, everything in your power, to make sure that that guy can win. That the T.J. Watt contract is not going to go down in vain because they can't win a playoff game. T.J. Watt has never won a playoff game. Cam Hayward has won one playoff game. He's been injured in some of the other playoff ones. Like, Cam Hayward is an NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year winner. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. He's an all-pro. He's been here for over a decade. He's won one playoff game. Now we can do the whole defining the Steeler way thing and all that type of crap, but again, Russell Wilson. Serviceable. Can be dependable. Was very good in the red zone. Russell Wilson in the red zone was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last year. I mean, it wasn't particularly close. Red zone passing in the NFL last season, Russell Wilson was fifth behind Dak Prescott, one of the MVP favorites from last year, Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP, Jordan Love, and Josh Allen. Inside the 20, Russell Wilson was 42 of 70. 60% completion rate. That was just behind Mahomes. 20 touchdowns in one pick inside the 20. Man, maybe I'm talking myself more and more into Russell Wilson. I'd take him over Kenny Pickett because I just don't know what Pickett is. Well, I feel like we know what Kenny Pickett is. And maybe some people just don't want to admit it. And we don't know what if Kenny Pickett can really take the Steelers to the playoffs this year. We don't know. If we had to say yes, with our lives on the line, I'd probably say no. Inside the 10, Russell Wilson, 12 touchdowns, one pick. Now his completion percentage was a lot worse at 49%. But his completion percentage inside the 20, very good. 412-928-9370. What do you think of Justin Fields? What do you think of Russell Wilson? What this whole report about Russell Wilson meeting with the Steelers shows to me, it indicates that the Steelers are open for business. They're open to adding another quarterback. They're open to somebody not named Kenny Pickett. I mean, they're really not. And yeah, Texter, the running game got better because of Mason Rudolph's play, not the other way around. Well, I think the offensive line really just started to block better. You also got to consider that the defenses they were playing, like a beaten-up Seattle team, a Cincinnati defense that wasn't good. Baltimore was playing some backups, but still one of the top five defenses in the league. I mean, that's a part of it as well. And I'd like to see Mason Rudolph come back. It would not happen if Russell Wilson is the quarterback or Justin Fields is the quarterback. But what it shows is that the Steelers are open. They're open for business. They're open to adding new players, new guys, new quarterbacks. And Omar Khan said it this week in an interview with Jenna Harner of WPXI. Like, they're willing to add new quarterbacks. Well, they're willing to, they always have three quarterbacks, I should say, is what Omar Khan said. So, yeah, they're going to bring in somebody. Probably a draft pick. Probably a free agent. The pre-show with Doran and Crowley coming up next on The Fan.